So trying to understand all this, Dave Harrigan, but the last period of time today, some rumors had developed that the amazing Mary Jo Copeland, who is a fixture on this show right around Christmas every year and has been for years and years and years, had passed away. That someone had posted this rumor somewhere on social media.
Seems like Facebook.
On Facebook. Mary Jo Copeland, according to Sharon and Karen Hands, and the entire enterprise, which Mary Jo Copeland herself has built with the help of hundreds of thousands, they are saying Mary Jo Copeland is fine.
Doing very well.
And that she's with us now.
Continuing to serve the public.
Maybe we might have to reach out to Mary Jo tomorrow. An excuse to have her on.
Not like we need an excuse, but
no.
Let's use it.
Yeah, let's use it. It's always an extraordinary opportunity for us to talk to Mary Jo, considering the amazing things she's done for millions when you consider the ripple effect she has had. 1 year ago today, 1,200 people were brutally killed. Innocents. Clearly, Hamas and Israel have had conflicts for a long, long time. This wasn't military on military. This was Hamas with elaborate, specific, detailed, years-long planning to kill innocent individuals who, yes, are Israelis living in Israel. This wasn't a general. This wasn't a sergeant. This wasn't a member of the government. This is people at a concert. This is people at a kibbutz. This is people at their homes. And they were brutally tortured and killed. 1,200 individuals. And when you think about the proportionality of that, Dave, compared to our population and the numbers, that would be staggering figure. And you had the hostages. And what have we had? We've had limited release. We've had bodies of deceased soldiers turned over. We've had attempts of capturing hostages and hostages killed right before. The number discussed publicly right now is 97 hostages. But the belief by informed sources that a certain percentage of those hostages are dead and their Hamas is unwilling to turn over the bodies. Hamas is disgusting, they're grotesque, they're despicable, they're indefensible. Simple as that. Civilians living in Gaza, there is a certain percentage of them, Dave Harrigan, who openly and of their own volition support Hamas. Hamas was elected to lead Gaza in, 2006? You also have hundreds of thousands in Gaza who are innocent, who are civilians, and want absolutely no part of Hamas. But Dave Harrigan, what happens if you speak out in Gaza against Hamas?
You don't speak out anymore.
You're tortured and you're killed and loved ones are killed.
Yes.
Right in front of you. Bibi Netanyahu was the leader when they were attacked. And no matter what country, if you're the leader, you take plenty of the responsibility. Sometimes there are open areas where what did leadership do? Obviously with 9/11, we had that analyzed here. And a lot has been analyzed on Netanyahu and what was happening, what was not happening. Am I a fan of Bibi Netanyahu as a leader? I'm not. I think he has been an agent of force. He has had too many opportunities. He is facing criminal charges. He is, even within his own government, rarely wants to work together and has perpetually been dismissive and belittling of a two-state solution. Hamas has not always been running Gaza. How are you going to have a two-state solution if Gaza is going to be run by Hamas? Good luck. Right, Dave? I mean, good luck. Because Palestinians should be allowed that want no part of Hamas to live in peace. Just like those Israelis who 1,200 were slaughtered. There was going to be an overwhelming response from Netanyahu. That was a given. And sadly, in war, innocents will die. I think anyone who trusts all of the numbers of civilians coming out of the agency, which is run by Gaza, you're naive. But thousands and thousands of too many innocent Palestinians have died. I believe that 1,000%. And I'm not expecting Netanyahu and Israel to say, you got us. Okay, so we're going to sit back. Because you now have the escalation of what's happening with Iran and Hezbollah. And you're in an area where Israel's not looking around at a lot of supporters, right? They're not looking around at a lot of other countries who are their allies. It seemed that we were close to what would have been of an extraordinary agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And by the way, the Trump administration absolutely deserves credit for the Abraham Accords. They deserve credit for some of the buildup of Israel and Saudi Arabia. The Biden administration was continuing that. Some of the attacking may have been tied to that, but Hamas has wanted to attack Israel all along. By the way, Israel's wanted to attack Hamas all along, too. It is an extraordinarily difficult situation. I would prefer if Israel had different leadership to try to get this done. But if anybody thinks that a different leader would automatically say, ceasefire, we're good, there's so much of the ceasefire crowd in this country that never, ever mentions Hamas started the bleep. And what about the hostages? Because, yes, I don't know how many thousands of Palestinian civilians have died, but it's way, way too many. And do I think, I think it's clear, by the way, that this administration, in trying to exert leverage on Netanyahu to be more precise, to use your intelligence more in specific strikes versus the broad overall, the leverage hasn't worked, Dave. You know, it's been billions and billions and billions that already were going to Israel and ratcheted up. And when they briefly held off of some of our military armament, we relented because of the box. Because you've got Iran right there. You've got Hezbollah right there. You've got Hamas right there. And you have you still have Iraq looming, too. We don't talk about Iraq much, but and other countries, which Syria. So you want to support Israel. So where do you really have the leverage? And of the upcoming choices, Trump's just going to flip the keys to Bibi Netanyahu and basically say, obliterate them. And Harris can talk in this nuanced position. And she gives a fairly lousy answer on an incredibly complicated issue to Bill Whitaker tonight in 60 Minutes. But is she really going to say no to our support, whether it's what we've sent over in the last couple weeks, what we've always provided. So this is an area of the globe that has been fighting for our entire lifetime.
A lot longer than that.
And way past it. You're right.
Yeah, you say it's a extremely difficult situation. It feels more like an impossible situation.
Yeah.
You know, in without complete annihilation, you know, whether that be of Israel, of, you know, whatever. There's no solution.
There's no easy snap your finger solution. There isn't. But to say you just sit off to the side, or you say, like, you know, when Trump will say on Russia and Ukraine, I've got the solution, or I've got the solution here, although his solution here is, I don't think he would care if tens of thousands of Palestinians were killed.
No.
He wants to generalize. You know, we've seen what? An incredible rise of anti-Semitism since October 7th.
Horrible.
And plenty of the more recent anti-Semitism has come from the left. There's no denying that. The rise of white supremacists from the middle last decade, they weren't lefties. So you've got a double shot of the anti-Semitism. We also have Islamophobia going on in this country, right? If you're a Palestinian or you're a Muslim, well, we just assume you're with Gaza, or pathetic individuals do that. So if anybody's optimistic right now, I don't know how you can be, because it's so incredibly daunting, and we're in a worse situation a year after. Where are we going to be a year from now? Who else? What other country is going to come in and support this conflict? What happens if Iran comes back with even further force? What happens if Israel attacks nuclear sites? What are we going to do? So it is a harrowing situation. And if anybody thinks one side has the easy solution, they don't. It's just not out there. It's 52 past 2.